Greg, I'm an addict. My next speaker would be Stephanie J from New York, and she'll be sharing on Another Look.
I'm an addict, and my name is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie.
C.B. Wow, midnight. You know, I'm sitting here, and it's been a long time since I've been up at midnight. A long time since I've been up at midnight. A real long time since I've been up at midnight. And I'm trying to get my faculties together, and I'm trying to make some sense, and I'm trying not to look like a methadonian while I'm sitting at the table, because this is happening. But I'm always grateful. I'm always extremely grateful whenever asked to come share my experience, strength, and hope in recovery. Because without Narcotics Anonymous, I don't know where I would be. And I can say that over and over and over again. I am truly a grateful addict, because like y'all, my story is unique. We all got our own unique story, and mine is unique too, because I lived it, or I survived it, or I struggled through it, or however you choose to define it. But I made it through addiction, and I'm in recovery now, which is a whole different ball game. I was asked to come and share on Another Look, and I'm gonna tell you how complicated even recovering addicts can be. Because in the pamphlet that they had, in that little program, it said heard topic, and then it said Another Look. And I was confused because I didn't understand exactly what it was I was supposed to be sharing about now. Am I sharing about the responsibility of keeping something and giving it another look? Or because I'm a recovering addict, and this is everything sometimes just gets real, real complicated. But someone brought me back when I was sitting downstairs, and they said, it's a slash there because it's two meetings. Wow, like I never even noticed that. But I'm glad, because now I understand the topic. Another Look is one of the IP pamphlets. The pamphlets were given to us, or they're still out here now. I know with me, when I first went to my first Narcotics Anonymous meeting, I saw these colorful pamphlets. It wasn't the first time that I had seen them. I had seen them from a friend of mine who had gotten to recovery first before I did, and she used to slide them under my door. It was the most irritating thing that you can possibly see coming through your front door and you're getting ready to use. Got my stuff in my hand. I'm unlocking the door. I'm ready to get in the house. Yes, there's a pamphlet. Really? She need to just leave me alone with the crazy. Because my mind was not on Narcotics Anonymous. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know what Narcotics Anonymous was. I knew what the other fellowship was. I had heard the other fellowship before. But Narcotics Anonymous? See, those are for people with drug problems. That don't really pertain to me, because I have a job. I got an apartment, got a little car, got some money, got some clothes. I don't really go in that category. But lo and behold, you know, I would come inside the house and I would pick the pamphlets up off the floor. And of course, you know, I would always have my starter, you know, which is a bag of weed, you know, and I would literally pour the bag in the pamphlet. It was real good for cleaning out seeds. And I would, you know, let the seeds roll. Like, come on, y'all ain't forget. Sitting up here acting like I'm the only one. Roll it out. Get my little stuff together. Puff and read. What the heck? These people crazy. But it started to make a little bit of sense to me, because they were saying things in the pamphlet about using against your own will. And there is nothing. I don't know how relapses do it. How do you come in here and get some of this fellowship and go back out? Like, how could you possibly enjoy your high? I didn't even know Narcotics Anonymous, and I was no longer enjoying my high. But you know what? The pamphlets are what kept me going in the wee hours of the night, when I didn't have the strength to pick up a basic text. Let me get back to Another Look, because that's the pamphlet that I'm sharing on. And Another Look, and it's no coincidence, because when I came into this fellowship, like I started in the beginning, you know how sometimes we compare stories? Because we think that, you know, this is what addiction looks like. Addiction looks like big old hands and big old feet and dope fiends and girls on a stroll and abandoned buildings and no money. And the newer people with the twitches, I don't understand the twitches, but they got the twitches. That's what addiction to me looked like. But thank God for the pamphlet that we have, because it says Another Look. Another Look kind of twists the perception to make you understand Narcotics Anonymous in a different way. They talk about the four things that addiction is not. Addiction is not freedom. Addiction is not personal growth. Addiction is not goodwill. And addiction is not a new way of life. And when you think about it that way, how can I stay in denial about this? Because towards the end, there was no freedom for me. I no longer had a choice. You talk about being bound. There is nothing worse than saying that you're not going to do something. And I mean, feel it in every fiber of your being. I will not do this. I will not get high today. I will not do it. Man, steadfast in what you believe, because you think you believe in yourself. But not understanding this disease of addiction has no respect for anyone. Oh, no. Get up. I understand that you came in the house on a payday and you made it to 10:30. Now it's time. Let's go. No, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm not going to do it. Seriously? Let's go. Going to cop, crying. Getting it in your hand, crying. Coming back home, crying. Using, crying. And it all gone, crying. And I'm telling you, the worst cry was the cry when it was all gone, because it wasn't like you was crying because it was all gone. My cry when it was all gone was the realization had set in that once again, I could not keep a promise to myself. I said I wasn't going to do this. So the freedom, I could pretty much tell you that addiction is not freedom. They talk about personal growth. I got some goals, I got some dreams, I got some aspirations. I had them since I was this big. This is what I'm going to do when I grow up. Addiction is not personal growth. Never once did I say to myself, when I grow up, I'm gonna be a co-kid. Never once when I was younger did I say, when I grow up, I'm gonna say yes when I want to say no. No. I'm going to say no when I want to say yes. School, education, all these things. You know, they used to have the old black and white movie. I could have been somebody. I could have been a contender. I could have been a whole lot of things. And let me tell you something. I look around, right? Where I am professionally, those people clueless. Clueless. They have no idea who's sitting in that boardroom. No idea. But I can look out amongst dope fiends, crackheads, child molesters, rapists, murderers. That's all of us, because we all have that. And I can look out and know that these are the things that are in our past. And we're not doing those things anymore. And I have more respect than the people that are sitting in the boardroom with the LMNOP behind their names. The ones that come in all smiling and go home and kick the cat. See, my personal growth makes me want to do better each and every day. My personal growth starts from the time that I open up my eyes in the morning and I said, take my will and my life, Lord. Let me do your will. Whatever it may be, use me, because somebody out there is suffering like I was suffering. But in order for me to do that, I have to be a better person. And how do I become a better person? By working the 12 steps and the traditions of Narcotics Anonymous. I don't kid myself with that. I could not have gotten better or continue to get better without this fellowship. And it's a working effort. And I say it's a working effort because folk want to come in here and get lazy and complacent. We want to come in here, we want to get clean, and we forgot the working effort that it took in order for us to get clean. I take my complacency check. What's my complacency check? When I'm sitting in a meeting in my home group and the person who has 2 days is trying to make their way up to the front of the meeting to get that little welcome keychain, and I can't stop running my big mouth long enough to clap for them because I forgot what it took like to walk that long green mile. And I tell you, when I came to my first Narcotics Anonymous meeting, I was scared to death. I was excited. I didn't want to talk. I wanted to talk. I didn't understand what was going on. I did not understand what it was going on. But I did know that when they gave me that thing, Who's an Addict to Read? It took me a long time to read it because every word that spoke out of my mouth, I felt like it was they talking about me. Like, how could they know all of this stuff about me? And they was hugging folk after the meeting. And they came to me afterwards and they hugged me and they greeted me with love and they told me to keep coming back. And I was like, this is a strange bunch right here. Because I don't know how in the world they think that 90 minutes of this is going to take away everything that I do every day. They told me to keep coming. They told me to get myself some phone numbers. It was a little different then. Now it's the fast plan, the fast track plan, where they just passed the booklet all around the room. And by the time the booklet came back, wow, I didn't even know I knew this many people. And it wasn't like that when I got here. They told me, it's a working effort. Go do the work. Go get the telephone numbers. I got the nerve. I don't want to go get nobody number. What? Do you even know what you was doing last night? You wasn't scared to do that? Now you want to come in here and be afraid in Narcotics Anonymous. Afraid about something that's getting you better. They told me to chase my recovery like I chased my drug. I know how I chased my drug. So coming in here and being all meek and mild and, I don't know if I want to hug or not. I don't know them. I don't know if I should talk to them. Really? You don't know them? You don't know if you should talk to them? In the street, it was a whole different story. Didn't even need to know your name. What? But that's the personal growth. We make a conscious decision that we want to get better with who we are. The third one was the goodwill. Addiction is not goodwill. Goodwill is doing something for someone else that's not for you. and you're not getting anything back. What this disease is totally self-centered. It's all about me. This is National Me Day. Please observe the holiday. But that's a part of the disease of addiction. We have a personal story in the back. It says it right there. I thought I was unique. My story is different. Yeah, I know that you did this and you did that, but you don't know my pain. You don't know what they did to me. You don't know what I did to them. Thank God we got readings that say we don't really care what you did in the past, who your connections were. You know, look, we keep this real short and real simple. All we want to know is what your problem is and how we can help. This is a real simple program. All of that sitting, you know what, it all started. In a 30-day beginning meeting, it all started when I was 2. I had little issues, little baby girl. I had Huggies, I had Pampers. This is crazy. This is crazy. Because we have some sponsors. And we have some step works, and there's a way that we're guided through this fellowship that tells us when it's time for us to talk about the stuff when we was 2 years old. It's some time to talk about that. And we need to begin to tell the newcomer when they first walk through the door exactly how this program works. This program is not about war stories. It's not about coming up here and talking about your personal war story. This program is the program of Narcotics Anonymous. Fellowshipping is fellowshipping. But we have a responsibility when we stand here before this podium and give a message of Narcotics Anonymous that's what it is that we do. We give a clear message of Narcotics Anonymous and we teach the newcomer how this program works. You standing up here and telling me how many people you slept with when you were 4 years old does not teach the newcomer when to make meetings, how to make meetings, when to work their steps, how to get a sponsor. It does not do that. There is a time, there's a place for that. But giving a message is giving a message. So the goodwill must be spread. The goodwill must be spread. Not the legs, the goodwill. The goodwill. And not the goods. The goodwill. Because the one thing I love to see is somebody that's new speak to somebody that's newer. And they got the meeting list. And they're like, you know what? You can make this meeting. I made this meeting before. You know how we get when we get, you know, 60 days. Well, I made this meeting before. If you want, you could meet me at this meet. I love to see that. I love to see that. Because I remember how excited I was when I first got clean. See, over a period of time, you know, yeah, it's a meeting, whatever. It's a meeting. Yeah, I made a meeting this quarter. Yeah. 2 per season. I'm good. But to hear the zest and that eagerness coming from the newcomer, I remember that. I remember when I used to get excited about those keychains. I would get excited about those keychains. I lived for the keychains. I'm telling you right now, I'm very competitive. So I needed to get them all. All. And I got my little white one. And I'm talking about the days, you know, when we were serious about our keychains. We wasn't afraid to wear them out. Had the whole line going down. What? You don't want just one little white keychain. You gotta get the 30-day, the red one. Now it's starting to pop. Then you get the green one. That's 60-day. Got a little something hanging now. Walking the meeting, showing it off. Because we're beginning to feel good about ourselves and what it is that we're doing. And that is shown to our family, to our friends, to our coworkers, and guess what? Sometimes even to the people that we pass in the street that we've used with. and they begin to notice that something is different about us. Something's different. They don't want to ask anything yet. And we've been in that place before where we don't want to ask, how is it that you got to be smiling again? But we continue to keep coming. And we get our 6 month, we get our 9 month. It's coming. That one that glow in the dark. It's coming. It's coming. And you get it, and everybody did the same thing. Come on now, I know I ain't the only one. Took it home and turned the light off in the bathroom. What? It's glowing. And you begin to feel that sense of pride about yourself. Like, Dad, I'm really, really doing this. And then you begin to start looking at yourself in the mirror all over again now. Because, see, just prior to coming into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, you couldn't see yourself in the mirror. I couldn't see myself in the mirror anymore. This is my story. I couldn't see myself in the mirror anymore. I would pass by the mirror and I would cringe. I was unidentifiable to my own self. Do you have any idea what it's like to look in the mirror and you don't even recognize you? And I'm not talking about because of any physical change in your body. I'm talking about looking into your eyes, which are the windows to the soul, and they're dead. Who is this? Like, what happened to me? Because I used to be here. I used to be here. What happened? And not being able to see the progression of this disease, because that's how this disease is. It's cunning, it's baffling, and it's insidious. No respect. The fourth one is addiction is not a new way of life. Old way of life. Get up in the morning, get one. If you got a job, go to work. If you choose to, that day. If you go into work, take your stuff with you, use in the bathroom. Can't wait to get off. 3-hour lunches. I'm leaving early for the day. Yes, I understand I got in 45 minutes late. I got that. Got stuff going on. Clock in for me. Come on, just clock in for me. Why you can't clock in for me? Start setting it up. Setting it up about Wednesday. Oh, I don't know what's coming. I don't even know what's coming. Oh, I'm not feel my head. Do I feel hot? So by the time I leave Thursday, please know you ain't gonna see me Friday. Tuesday, maybe a good shot. I don't have to live like that anymore. I don't have to stay in my house and hear, because see, back in the day, we don't have all this newfangled stuff that they got, you know. Back in the day, we used to have the answering machines where when people left a message, you can actually hear them leaving the message. Yeah, I'm old. And I would hear my mother leaving a message. Hi, just calling to see how you're doing. You know, the family's getting together this weekend again. Your sister's cooking. You think you're gonna make it? Be nice to see you. We ain't seen you in a while. Everything in me, I'm gonna get there this week. I'm gonna get there this weekend. This weekend, I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna get there this weekend. The disease of addiction. Where do you think you're going? Get up, get dressed. I'm going. I'm going to see my family. My sister cooked. We country, so my family got a whole big soul food thing layout. I'm going. Get dressed. Well, you know what? The disease negotiating. Okay, I know you want to go because you ain't been here in a while. So how about we do this? How about you get one? Just one. And then you go. Don't worry, I'm gonna let you go. Just get one. Then you get what you want, I get what I want. But that's what you told me before, and I never got over there. This time it's going to be different. This time you go get it, you take half of it, leave the half in the house for when you come back. Okay. Get the one. Before you even get home. Okay, this is what I think you should do. I think you should get three, right? Because it may be late when you get home and you don't want to come back out. Because it's dangerous out there. So get three. Two and a half in the house, one for now. Do I really have to tell you the end of the story? Needless to say, the following weekend, once again, hi, Stephanie, it's your mother. Insanity is repeating the same mistake and expecting different results. When I got my 30-day key ring, I was excited and I finally made a decision to run to my mother because I'm excited. I got my 30-day keychain. Took that and my basic text and went to my mama house. Look! Mama, cleaning it serene for 30 days. What is this? I said, well, you know, I had a problem with drugs, you know? You ain't had no problem with no drugs. What is this foolishness? Wow. Denial. From family. We're not even talking about, I didn't came out of denial. I came out of denial when I stood in the seat the first time and raised my hand and I said, I'm an addict and my name is Stephanie. Actually, I said Stephanie and I'm an addict. But I had a conversation with someone not too long after, and they said, you an addict first. Absolutely. So every time since then, I've always said I'm an addict and my name is Stephanie, because I need to remember, because I'll forget real quick, real quick. Money, property, and prestige, you'd be surprised. Get some clean time in this fellowship. Stop making 90 meetings in 90 days. Begin to see what happened. Clothes don't fit no more. And I'm not talking about your physical clothes either. I'm talking about the new you that wants to appear. You know, the one that's meetings. Really? Step work? Call my sponsor. Do you know how much time I got? And don't let somebody try to give you a suggestion. It sound like Charlie Brown teacher. Wah, 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 wah. Really? But I'm going to tell you, when that begins to happen, they used to talk about it all the time. I very seldom hear them talk about it anymore when they talk about the emotional relapses. Emotional relapses still occur. It's when you're in that moment of crazy in the matrix when you haven't picked up a drug yet. But I'm telling you, what you go through in that crazy will make you feel like you're using. It's just a different symptom, whether now you're using him or her, or you're being used by him or her. And I'm telling you, these emotions are a funny, funny, funny thing. But I will close with another look. I've looked at my life differently. I've looked at how I treat people differently. I look at the God of my understanding differently. And I look at who I want to be differently. Because I haven't arrived yet. I am ever changing, ever getting better, ever learning. And we all are. And as recovering addicts, I used to hear it when I first got here, and I would say it and yell it at the top of my lungs. We can be anything we want to be when we put the drugs down. I've seen us come in here as crackheads and leave out of here with PhDs. We're still here. Still here, still getting better. And just like them, I sit in my... These people have no idea what they... Y'all want me in the green room? What? With the wine? Really? With the wine. Y'all have no idea. Well, come on. We're all toasting, Steph. Come on. We're toasting, Steffi. Come on. Look, Steffi will be naked on the conference room table. Talking about we are the world, we are the children. And they be trying to figure out exactly what happened. But they don't understand that I have a disease that is cunning, baffling, and insidious. And my hope for all of you is the same hope that I have for myself, is that we never, ever have to suffer the horrors of this disease again. I don't know what you went through, but if you just take 15 seconds and think about what the day was before your clean day. How could you not be grateful? My clean day is August 19th, 1989. I will never use drugs again as long as I follow the NA way. Thanks for letting me share.